Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we featured an interview with Henry Thomas, star of E.T., Cloak and Dagger, Legends of the Fall, Dr. Sleep, The Haunting of Hill House, and many more projects across film and television, who recently headlined SIU SalukiCon. This week, we're featuring another interview from SalukiCon with SIU Press author Daryl Dexter. He is the co-author of Pulling Off the Sheets, the second Ku Klux Klan in Deep Southern Illinois, which was published in 2024, and the author of Bondage in Egypt, Slavery in Southern Illinois, which will be republished by SIU Press in 2027.
So Bondage in Egypt, Slavery in Southern Illinois was originally released in 2011 with limited publication. And it's an important book historically. It tells a story that people need to know about. It started as my thesis for my master's degree, and it developed into a book.
What have been the most useful resources for researching this book?
Because this is a topic that there weren't many secondary sources, I've only found at the time I originally did the research in early 2000s that there was only one book that had been written about it, and it was called Negro Servitude in the State of Illinois by Dwight Harris, and it was published in the early 1900s. So I had to rely to tell the story on primary sources. So the most helpful primary sources were found in the archives. Sometimes down in the basement, sometimes up in the attic, sometimes back in a corner with books covered with dust. And they hadn't been touched or looked at for many decades. But they tell the story. They tell the story themselves about what it was like to be enslaved in Illinois.
What changes needed to be made for the new version of Bondage in Egypt?
I did change some of the wording. When it was published in 2011, the term slave, for instance, was in common usage. I've changed that or updated the language to say enslaved person. Same thing with the term master. Instead of master, it's enslaver. And it's important to make those distinctions. It was really a revelation to me that I made as a teacher about the subject of slavery, to learn that the perspective of the subject is important. And if you call someone a master or a slave, you're using those terms from the perspective of the slaveholder or enslaver. And it's a biased way of looking at it. And so I think it was important, to me personally, it was important to realize that slave is not what someone is. It's something that's been done to them. They've been enslaved. And so that was important in making those changes. But really, the basic content of the book didn't have to change.
What are some common misconceptions held about Illinois history?
Well, one of the common misconceptions, and this has changed quite a bit in recent decade or so, and that is the idea that Illinois is a free state, that all the states north of the Ohio River were free and slavery wasn't allowed to exist there. And then everybody south of the Ohio River favored slavery, supported slavery, and that the Civil War was fought between those two regions about slavery. That's an oversimplification. And in Illinois, it still surprises some people to learn that we were not a free state. At best, we were a quasi-free state. We were a slave state from 1818 at least to 1848, and then we revived slavery in 1853. When Illinois passed a law that said any person of color that came to Illinois to live had, I think it was 11 days to stay in the state, then they had to leave, and if they stayed longer than those 11 days, then they would be arrested and auctioned off into slavery. And that law was introduced, passed in 1853, but the law was introduced by John A. Logan. And John A. Logan had nearly unanimous, if not unanimous, support of all the Southern Illinois state legislators at the time. So it reflects the sentiment of Illinois, at least of the ruling citizens of Illinois. Many people contact me and ask, you know, do I have copies of the book Bondage in Egypt? I'm excited to see it's going to be back into print and that it'll be available to researchers, you know, who are interested in Illinois history and interested specifically in the topic of slavery in Illinois.
You can buy your own copy of Pulling Off the Sheets from our website at siupress.com and look out for Daryl Dexter's Bondage in Egypt, Slavery in Southern Illinois in 2027. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.